POS still continue to have. For instance, there could be a lab, you know, somewhere over there, Rick, and all these secret levels. Where they test, or maybe they want him to be the guinea pig. How you can control a mind with... And then they show the machine for that. It's just a very sophisticated, all this brain wave modifier or whatever. Maybe they're into that. That it's the mind is, you know, this more subtle level of the brain. There is the electromagnetic matrix. That is thought to holographically contain the information there of the mind. Some say then it's an interface between the body and the mind, the ethereal body level, so to speak. And so in this way, just by changing the what a person sees and hears and all that, you can change the world for that person, right? So the same way, by putting another mental picture in there, an image that you project very strongly and persistently and positively, bypassing the critical mind or fooling the intelligence to accept it, even if it's an illusion. You know, going into all these, the deeper levels of where our reality is existing, you could say, but also created from, and how you can then understand, you can mold that. So you have these big manipulators that, you know, the universe is moldable. You just mold the minds of people. So they're into this for, again, Rick is here in a secret lab, military stuff, high security level. Because these are dangerous things, and they start to understand that how powerful it is. And, you know, the other ones, the red ones over there, in the East, they are into this research, so we have to do it too. Otherwise, they may have some powers that we don't. And so in this way, that's where it is. So then, I thought to make it even a little trickier or a little cooler, there's a plot twist. So they're using that machine, but at the same time, or there's another one of those geniuses who's making that machine. But then as they are running that machine, and how does it feel, you know, putting this headset on or whatever, these electrodes all over the head, whatever it is, some helmet, then all these lamps blinking and fancy things on the computer screen. And then while that guy, this other genius guy, because here in these rooms you have these far out super intelligent guys that sometimes are very, very blindly loyal to the government they serve, and sometimes are able to appear to be that. Well, some of them are having another agendas too. So, you know, you have connections there to the awares, for instance, that our Rick maybe starts. And there, nobody knows who's member of their wares. Could be anyone, anywhere. So anyway, so that's going on, and this guy is doing that, but as he's doing all this high-tech stuff, or he's supposed to. Write some information into the mind and brain of Rick, or the computer or something, which then Rick is very skeptical about. Then he gives subliminal suggestions, lots of them. You know, if you look at one, David, what's his name, this British guy, those kind of guys, how they can plant all kinds of, what are they called? I forgot. They do this priming, whatever it's called. So he's been doing that all the way through from another direction, you know, pictures on the walls, things he says, newspaper on the table, really basic things. So then, maybe there in the end, there's an envelope that is highly secretly sealed, and on that it's supposed to be stated there in a letter what Rick will think now, or something like that. And then Rick is very skeptical, but then in the end it appears that it worked. So he's wondering, what, why? And a guy laughs and he says, this machine is useless. You're right, that doesn't, can't do it that way. But I did it this way. And then he explains that priming thing. Now, that's how you do it. And you know what's the best? These kind of machines, and he shows a television set. And I tell you, in the future, there will be screens much more powerful than this one, and techniques for controlling our minds much, much more powerful than this one that we have now.